Hello, welcome to Waldman's Words. This is a rescheduled performance slash show slash actor slash model. I love this one. I will love this one. We've got JD from the band Valencia, who's no longerly active, but definitely active on my iPhone. And we've got Sean Dorsey from Philly. That's right, Philly. They're both from Philly. And they have a label called No Hope Records. And this label has been really, really good to my roster. Candy Hearts, now known as Best X, have a track on a compilation benefiting the ACLU. Boomtown Crooks, a band that I actually played bass with on tour recently. And I didn't want to do that, but I love them. They have a track on it. And Film Speed, one of the hardest working bands in the Western Hemisphere, is also on the ACLU No Hope Records comp. So I just want to give them a super uber uber shout out before we do this. We don't know when this episode's going to air. So this might be airing in a few weeks from today, which is June 14th, right, Fish? Fish nodded.
It's coming up on July.
It's coming up on July, but this episode might not even... Oh, ha ha! Fist found inside joke. I will never explain what that meant. And Fish is laughing twice in an intro. This is a new record.
I have no problem.
Yeah, well, you have lots of problems. So, No Hope Records is a label that I am a big fan of. And we had Mike, say his last name correctly now, Fish. See if you get this. Let's see if you get this.
Cubios.
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 We have been mispronouncing him, and there was a tweet that went out yesterday.
You're welcome.
I assume that was you making fun of me, yet Fish fucked this up too. So Fish, in typical 20-something-year-old douche fashion, defaults blame on all fuck-ups.
Just because I'm wearing faded blue jeans with rips in it,
oh God,
does not mean I'm a douchebag.
Just because you rationalized your outfit to someone who didn't even notice it and 20,000-plus people who don't give a fuck means you are a douche. But I, for the record, I love you.
My friend joking around
said... You don't love me?
I love you too, Scott.
Thank you.
My friend joking around said, send me a picture of the jeans you're trying to pick out. So I sent him a bunch, and he's like, dude, those are total fuckboy jeans. And I'm like, I got to buy them.
Do you remember the store Structure?
No, that's before my time.
Fuck you for saying that every time. Every time. Okay, you know what else was before your time? Good things.
Chivalry.
Chivalry.
Respect to others.
Accountability. Fuck you again with this old man. I guess Fish is co-hosting this fucking intro today. Anyway, I love it. I love it. I love it. I really do. So this intro actually has nothing to do with me. Has nothing to do with No Hope Records or the guests. It has to do with saying, fuck you, Fish. Thanks for tuning into iDobe. The next few weeks are going to be awesome, but I honestly don't know. Despite being booked till mid-March, I do not know who's on next week because this episode is filming today on June 14th, 2017, and may not air till July or till another time. So No Hope Records for fucking life. We're going to call them right now. Hello, welcome to Waldman's Words. I have been talking on the phone for the past 3-plus minutes with JD and Sean. So this show is about JD and Sean from No Hope Records. And before we let them talk, and by we I mean me, I just want to say the word fuck. You guys are up.
We've actually been speaking for 5 minutes and 23 seconds.
I said 3+ minutes, dude. Technically, I'm right.
This is true.
So, please don't correct me. Is that really how you want to start the show? By correcting
yes,
me wrong?
Absolutely. That's what I want for.
What a fucking asshole.
Tell the truth.
You tell the truth? God damn it. By the way, remember what else I said before you correct me? That you should say who you are before you start talking? Now you're just
wanted to be anonymous in that.
Oh.
I still want to.
Well.
Anonymous.
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 Are you
this
like
is
the
JD. I am revealing myself. Thank you, Scott, for having us on.
Shut up. I'm going to say to you that anonymous is awesome when they're trying to like tear down someone like Rick Santorum. I know that Sean is the most diehard Republican I've ever met. So I'm sorry I'm
false.
Saying this.
This
no,
false.
No, this is 100% true. Sean, honestly, is sponsored by
diehard
Breitbart.
Anti-Republican.
No. He's a big Republican, like huge. He actually ran in Pennsylvania underneath Mitt Romney. And sadly, he got 3 votes, one of which from JD, one of which from Shane, and one of which from his wife. He didn't even vote for himself.
Oh, man. This is good.
This is really good.
Very good.
All right. Now, all kidding aside, Sean and I think, agree on everything politically, and we are not Republican. Is that fair?
Fair.
Okay. Fair and balanced. So, you guys have a varied, expansive history. I guess let's start with JD because he's the fucking star of the three of us. So let's hear about Valencia. Let's hear about your life.
This is JD.
What's up?
Yeah, man. I got into the music industry through the band I was playing in called Valencia. We had an awesome run for, let's say, almost 10 years. We were on two record labels. One was I Surrender Records.
Rob fucking hit, dude.
And yeah, Rob Hitman. All hail the
Hitman. No, not Rob. Yeah, not Rob Hitman. I mean, to my knowledge, maybe he did with 4 Years Strong, but did he ever murder anyone on your behalf when you guys were part of this? Because I don't know.
I don't know what you're speaking about.
Okay, so I will shut up about Rob Hitman. Continue.
Yeah, Rob Hit. Great dude. The best dude. He helped launch Valencia's career and 4 Years Strong and a bunch of other great bands, but...
And I Am the Avalanche, he put out one of their records, their best record, actually.
Right.
So I just want to say this because – and I just – fuck. Every time I say I want to hit myself. So I just want to say this very, very quickly. There are a lot of bands that have released music, as you know, by being heads of No Hope Records and seeing people perform and post about their music online. And Valencia is a band that I sincerely like. And I'm not going to say liked because I still do like Valencia. I actually am pulling out my phone right now and I'm looking, honestly, and Fish can quote me and verify. I have 2 full albums of Valencia in my iTunes.
Fake fan.
How am I a fake fan? I have Dancing with a Ghost, which is the real fan record. And we have all need a reason to believe. I guarantee you Fish only knows The Space Between or nothing else.
I have that album. I bought it at FYE. The jewel case is cracked. It was the last one. I still bought it.
Name one song.
Boom.
Que Sera Sera.
Yay! For the record, Fish knows song track names, like track 3 and track 4. So you should be proud
Fish
of him for that.
Back,
I'm giving
man.
Him. Fish goes back, but Fish is young as fuck. So it's like he really doesn't go back that far.
Fun fact, if you look up Valencia Warped Tour Long Island 2006, I believe,
which I look up every morning,
you will see.
Let's do it. We're doing it right now.
You will see me with my DC hat, a red back, watching Valencia.
Like DC Flag or DC Comics or DC Surf
the
Shop.
Skateboarding company.
Ah.
And you'll 2006? See me. You'll see me basically. Barricades for their set on the Ernie Ball stage, which was right by the porta potties at Nassau Coliseum.
Let me tell you something. Another fun fact. I was on the same label as Valencia, and we had no direct experience together, but I can both JD and I can tell you that, you know, major labels can be great. We were also on the same label as Beyonce, a small-time artist. And I'm just letting you know.
A little hole-in-the-wall artist.
Yeah, I have a feeling she might break soon. But basically, the thing about it is that Valencia was a bigger potato than the City Drive. But Valencia was a small potato on there. And tell me about your major label experience. Like, say whatever you want. You could say good. You could say bad. Because the good for me was, I was just talking about that, was seeing pictures of our album in stores in Japan. You know, and having like the Japanese characters and the pictures of us and the press and the fact that, you know, a label actually paid for our record and we actually got money for it. The cons were, oh my God, dude, like we I don't know where the marketing money went. I have a feeling it went to cocaine. And I don't know this horse support money. I'm still waiting on that. So I would love to hear your thoughts on this because I have a feeling they're analogous.
Checks in the mail, dude.
Checks in
the mail. Oh, checks in the mail? Oh, dope. To your old address or to your current address?
You didn't specify.
Return to sender.
Oh, you're going to be law firm guy with me too, Sean? My voice is cracked. If you want to play this game of being vague, let's do it. I love music.
God. I'd say, I don't know, there's a lot of good and a lot of not so good.
Don't be political, though. This is not a show for that, despite us talking about politics in the beginning. Like, be upfront, unless you're like, Scott, shut the fuck up. I do not want to talk about this.
No, it's all gravy. All gravy, baby.
Thanks, baby.
Dude, being on a major label is exactly what you would think it would be. It's fucking, you're on a major label. You have the access to what that major label has, and you are, you know, we were given a team of, along with our A&R, we were given a team of 10 people to help promote our band. We had like a, you know, marketing dude, PR, we had, you know, social media, you know, person, whatever you want to call them. Anyway, so
you had a bunch of people, like social, basically you could just say you had a bunch of assistants. You had a bunch, you had assistants and assistants, you know what I mean? So it's
true.
It's incredible.
It was very cool. It was very, it was what we were working towards as a band, and we were able to accomplish that. And we made a fucking awesome record that we were all proud of. And we, you know, all the good, all the not so good. It was the best learning experience of what to do and what not to do. I say this a lot, people that I'm discussing the music industry with. I have 10 plus years of what not to do experience, because not everything is going to line up perfectly as you planned it. And it's all about, you know, playing damage control, figure out what does work, what doesn't work, and going from there. So
I just want to interrupt you for a second, just to let you know that one thing you said truly resonated. You learned what not to do. I feel that in life, and this is going to get really zen, so you can make fun of me or you might agree with me.
It's all gravy, baby.
But basically, with life, I think what not to do is really important to learn. I learned post-college and during college what I didn't want to do, and that shaped me into the 36-year-old man I am today. And obviously, I'm still learning and growing, but mistakes are the best learning teachers, even though learning teachers is a weird fucking sentence. Mistakes are the best way to learn, or mistakes be the best way to learn. That's the grammatically correct, right? So it's like...
Yeah.
Do you agree? Sean, what's your take on that? Because I know that you were not in Valencia, but I know a little bit about your history. I honestly don't know as much as I know about JD's. We spoke in person. For the record, I have only met these two guys twice in person, once with Ross Roby, and I really sincerely like them a lot. So I would love to hear, Sean, about your history and I guess how it relates to JD's, or even if it doesn't, like if working at Domino's helped you in some way, like whatever you want to say.
Well, so JD and I have actually known each other since we were about 9 years old. We went to elementary school together.
We played in our first band.
Yeah. So we played in a childhood band along with George from Valencia.
Is he the one? Wait, is he the one who passed?
No.
Oh my God. Cause I knew one person in Valencia passed and I didn't want to fuck that up.
Yeah. That was Max.
I'm sorry.
Great dude. Really, just really quick. That was Max. Yeah. You know, he played drums for Valencia. Fucking awesome dude. If anyone who knew Max or interacted with Max, he was just a great dude.
I'm sorry for that. I honestly wasn't sure, but I just want to let you know that I remember that was a motorcycle accident, right? Something really, really fucked up or something.
Yeah,
like,
correct.
I'm
yeah.
so sorry. I can't tell you what it's like, you know, losing a bandmate, but yesterday – and this show, for the record, is not airing. Today's June 14th. This might not air for another month or so or even more because it's rescheduled. But yesterday, June 13th, was my father's birthday, and he passed 10 years ago. And so I just want you to know that everyone has gone through some fucked up shit. And when I heard about your drummer, I think he wasn't even your drummer at the time. I think he wasn't even in the band anymore. But when I heard about that, for some reason, like, you hear a lot about celebrity and celebrity in quote deaths, you know? But that one just was, like, really, like, it really got me. It was like, wow, that's so sad, because you can tell that the guys in the band really loved him even though they weren't in a band with him anymore. Like, sometimes when stuff like that happens, like, I don't know if you know too much about the Rolling Stones, but, you know, one of the founding members died after he was not in the band anymore, and they acted like they didn't give a shit. And it shows that you guys are good people. So I just want to say that quickly. I'm sorry if I'm really veering off, but it relates to what your career is. So I'm sorry for your loss, sincerely.
Well, thank you. I'm sorry for your loss as well.
Thank you.
Wild and wacky stuff.
Wild and wacky, Waldman's words, alliteration, wally woo woo wah wah.
That's the one.
All right, fine. Get back to Sean, though. Because honestly, like, JD was Blink-182 used to open for Valencia. So I want to talk about, you know, Sean, the man, the myth, the legacy.
So we played music together as kids, into high school, separated off into high school into other bands.
Because of acrimony or because you just had different interests?
Yeah, we went to different schools at the time, and it was all, we were all still friends and everything like that. Actually, the new band that JD joined at the time was called the Capgun Heroes, and it had members that went to high school with me, so we were all still really good friends. The Capgun Heroes eventually became essentially Valencia.
That's right.
Yeah, so played in different bands at the time, a teenager up until college, went to college, played hockey in college, so kind of gave up music for a little bit.
Weren't you like really legit hockey though? Like, I think you're really downplaying it. There's a difference between playing hockey. Like, I played tennis. There was a 0% chance I'd do Wimbledon. Zero. So like, weren't you like legit, like almost NHL or major college, or am I completely misquoting when we got really fucked up in Philly?
I played major college, but not close to NHL.
Okay, but that's legit. I went to the University of Michigan, and they have a really good hockey program, so that's just really cool to hear. And my wife's parents have seen.
I'm semi-aware of them.
Shut up. My wife's parents have season tickets to the Kings game, so I've gone to a whole bunch. And I'm not a sports guy. I'll be straightforward with you, but of all the major sports, which you would say like baseball, football, basketball, hockey, like those are probably the major ones. Like obviously soccer and Formula One and that are big, but I'm talking domestically. Would you agree those domestically are the biggest?
Yeah.
Okay, for sure. Hockey's by far my favorite. So.
Yeah, I'm not much of a sports guy anymore. I still follow like NHL and some college stuff, but I'm a little biased, but for my money, hockey is by far the most exciting.
I'm biased now because I know a guy named Sean who I think is pretty who played hockey. Before that, I was just like, I like hockey because I just love it when people beat the shit out of each other. But now I like thinking about people punching you in the face, and I love it.
It's a little dark.
This show's dark. We talk about death. We talk about, like, death. We talk about death.
Politics.
So, fine. You know what? With the remaining 5+ minutes of this segment, I'll read you my outline. Are you guys having fun, though? Be sincere about this. Is this going okay so far?
Yeah, man.
Good.
I'll have a good time with Waldy.
Waldy. People call me that now. But you know, most people call me Scott Waldman. They don't call me Scott. They don't call me Waldman. They call me Scott Waldman. And Fish actually hates it when I call him Mike. He looks at me and he sends me anthrax. So now I call him Fish. Fish almost smiled. He almost smiled. He smiled. He smiled. He's smiling. He's so cute. Okay, so on my outline for this, I have 6 points. I have Philly. I have Valencia. So I guess with the remaining time, the other stuff is more about, you know, self-help me and no hope. And all that stuff. So I guess with the remaining amount of time, can you both tell me why Philly is so fucking awesome and why it's not as cool as New York City? I really would love to hear that.
From a music scene standpoint.
Anything.
Or just a city?
Historical, hysterical, hysterectomy, whatever you want to do.
So it's why is Philly awesome and also why isn't it not as cool as New York City?
No, I mean, that's a double negative, but why is it not as cool as New York City? You can quote me. In fact, I'm saying it twice consecutively.
This is Sean.
you did it. You're listening.
Sometimes I follow instructions.
Sometimes means once or more.
Anyway. They're both awesome, but they're different. Philly is a big city, but it's really spread out, so it can feel like a small city. New York is obviously just huge.
It's huge, like your favorite politician Donald Trump, because I said in the beginning, Sean Dorsey is by far the biggest red state proponent
to Trump.
Yeah, well, as it should, he's your favorite and I just want to respect you.
He thinks New York City is awesome, so you guys have that in common.
You know what, yeah, he's the biggest New Yorker. We actually do have that in common, and also Trump has had at least $1 in his time. So we have that in common, too. I have never been bankrupt, nor did I get a small loan of $1 million. So we don't have that in common.
We all can't be that fortunate.
Nope.
But yeah, they're both awesome. They're just kind of different. They're
be specific.
Different in their own right. You
be
know?
Specific though, like because I feel that Philly. I love Philly. I'd say it's in my top. I think I said this to you guys when I met you guys. It's in my top 10 cities in the United States. I say that without a shred of hesitation. And my partner Ross, who for the record, JD, I'm going to announce this now. Ross and I are in a trial membership as your manager. Is that true?
Yeah.
This is a true statement.
As of yesterday, as of less than 24 hours ago.
Yeah, it was a very enjoyable call.
Why do you sound so insincere about its enjoyment? That's like me going, "Oh my god, I love this interview. JD and Sean were so fucking thought-provoking. I learned so much."
I just wanted to make it interesting.
What's your Philly, New York take?
Mine?
Yeah. I love that you're the one asking the questions. This is no longer Waldman's words. This is Dorsey's words. So thank you, Dorsey. I really appreciate it, especially from the Fox News perspective you bring to this show.
Dorsey's doctrines.
Wow. And JD's jizzes. So ooh, it's like great.
All over.
Or JD's jism. That's
jism.
This is going to have an X rating on iTunes.
A jism. I don't know. I don't necessarily think that New York is enjoyable. And I enjoy Philly.
Well, I never said that. I wasn't that fucking harsh about it. I said that Philly is in my top 10, but I still feel that Philly, New York's my favorite city in the country, and then LA, and then San Francisco. But I'll tell you this straight up. Philly has a lot more to prove all the time. It's like the little brother that's like, "Yo, guys, I'm cool too." That's what Philly feels like to me.
Isn't it funny that Philly used to be like the big guy and now it's the little brother?
It's crazy. It used to be. Detroit used to be a metropolis.
I mean, in like the country was founded.
I am acutely aware of what you meant, and I and I extended on that further. Okay, fine. Virginia used to be cool as fuck. Okay, you want to do that?
To me,
Busch Gardens, man.
I love Busch Gardens and King's Dominion. I just do not like Confederacy, so I'm not a fan of Virginia. Sorry. I mean, Fish said that I have two fans. I bet one of them is from Virginia. So, sorry, Virginia.
So we're down to one.
Virginia. We're down to one. And the one fan I've left
back.
Is named
this
Sean
is JD,
Dorsey.
By the way, and say thank you, Scott and Ross, for working with me. I'm very excited about that.
I love Ross. Ross is my favorite guy in music. And I just want to say this. Let me look at the time. Because dude, we're killing it. We only have 40 more seconds before the break. And so maybe for that next 40 seconds, I should just talk about 40 Seconds to Mars, my favorite band. No. So basically, I just want to let you
Lego.
Know. Jared Leto is great. He was a really, really good actor in Forrest Gump. So the thing is that JD is a prolific songwriter, and his stuff in Self Help Me, which we will talk about, is so different than Valencia, and I love that. I love that you have different layers, and I really hope that this relationship works out.
It will. I can assure you that.
Well, fuck yeah. Let's end on that note. Sean, can you just, before we go to commercial, can you just say one word about why you're a Republican? All right, the laugh is a word.
No
we'll
comment.
Take a quick break. Well, that's two words, Sean. So maybe he could just say no or comment. No. Again,
negative.
Humor is subjective. Sean is a liberal human being. I would say you're moderately liberal. You're liberal in a smart way. So thank you. Didn't have to cut me off. All right, take a break for a second. Hello, we are back with Waldman's Words, and Sean has a message for you from the Republican Party.
Scott Waldman hearts Trump.
Huge fan. And Sean, actually, it's kind of interesting because this morning I got a singing telegram announcing that you love Trump and you just wanted to celebrate his birthday with your favorite Republican named Scott. So thank you for that telegram. You woke my wife up, but I loved it. It was very melodic. You know, it reminded me of Valencia's Carry On. It was great.
That song was about Trump.
I know. All right. So anyway, back to the star of this show, JD, because Sean, you know, you're just fucking stupid behind the scenes bullshit. And I used to be in front of the camera bullshit. Now I'm behind the scenes bullshit. So JD, I know what it's like having the paparazzi outside my place. What is it like for you?
It's the best and worst experience.
You do this all the time. I've just learned this about you on this call. Like, you do that. Like, it's hot and cold. It's warm and chill. Tell me what you really mean instead of being so political. Like, I feel like maybe you are the Republican in this group.
It's the best. I'm playing devil's advocate. I'm playing both sides. Well,
you're Hannity and Combs. This is great.
Man, paparazzi.
What?
That song, Paparazzi.
It's a great song.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, sure. Talk about Lady Gaga. Why the fuck not?
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gagoo.
Googly.
Google is a great website. It's where I find things on Self Help Me and No Hope Records.
Self Help Me. Yeah, man. Self Help Me. The star.
The star. The sky. The look. The moon. The light.
I'm excited to do some more Self Help Me shit. Right now, I'm working on full band stuff. So the record that I put out is actually, it just had its first birthday from my first record. And I did this kind of like crunchy, lo-fi acoustic album. Just wanted to be really simplistic, one microphone, just like, I did it, I recorded it in a house in Nashville and I did it all myself.
Wait, whose house was it? Because there's so many different writers, producers, musicians. Was it a low-key friend or was it like, because you have worked with big people in Valencia. No, all fucking kidding aside, Valencia has done shit that bands would dream of. Like, the City Drive did shit bands would dream of, and Valencia would be like, ha ha, fuck you. So it's like, I bet you recorded in fucking Steve Jobs' house in Nashville. Like, tell me, like, what did you do? Like,
I did it. I was just living out there and rented a house. And
you lived there? I didn't know that.
That was the main,
for like 6 months.
Yeah, for 6 months, and it was just enough time for me to get the record done, and I did it all myself in just this random house in Nashville, and I don't know, it was just some life bullshit that brought me there, but it could have been done anywhere. It didn't necessarily have to be Nashville. Anyway, did that and came back to Philly, and then Sean and I really just started hoofing it with No Hope. And
where'd you get that name? Because obviously there's the Color Morale record, No Hope Records. Which came first? Be honest.
The Color Morale record came first, but 100% honest, I'm not really a Color Morale guy, so I didn't really know it. I saw it on a tattoo flashboard in a tattoo shop that my buddy owns.
What's a flashboard? Is like, a flashboard like how they advertise tattoos? I don't know.
Yeah, it's just like all the art that's on the wall.
Like all the Chinese characters that people get or the tribal things?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it. It's just flashbooks are just kind of, or flash art is just like tattoo wall art kind of.
Did JD tell you that after our call, I promised to get a self-help me tattoo on my balls?
On your balls?
Both of them. Two separate tattoos. Self-help on one and me on the other ball. And my wife was like, why would you have me on your ball? Yay!
I think that catapults you to number one fan status.
I mean, okay, I'll tell you this. Because JD can relate to this, and Sean being a non-music peon, you know, this is a conversation I can only have with JD. So can you do earmuffs for a second, Sean?
Sure.
Thank you. Have you ever had a fan with a really bad tattoo of your lyrics or your band name? Because it's such a weird situation. Because I have. And, like, obviously you say thank you, but when they say what do you think, that's where I struggle with the response. Do you know what I'm talking about? Or am I, like, completely out of my mind?
I don't have a Valencia or Self-Help Me or a City Drive tattoo, so I don't know why I need
I told you earmuffs. Anyway, JD, I'm talking to JD here. Sean, you have no insight on this issue. JD, like, has that ever happened? Like, did someone ever have, like, Carry on their forehead but spelled like Carrie from Sex and the City? Like, how, like,
that's exactly what happened, actually.
Wow.
I half smiled and turned away very quickly.
That was like what you did when we met. Like, as soon as I shook your hand, you smiled and turned away. And why are you doing this show?
Got caught with my pants running away. What?
Remember that song from American Idol, the pants song? Oh God, I gotta Google this.
The pants song.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do not. I do not watch that television show.
Well, you're out of your fucking mind because it's great.
Stop watching after Ruben Studdard won. That was it.
That was season two. This is post season two.
What it's called year Pants.
That was in 1981 when Fish was being breastfed by a dinosaur. So no, I was born in 81. I know that Idol happened actually when I was in college, and punk rock Scott was told by a lot of his friends, like, you should do Idol, and I'm not a Mariah Carey singer. And I was just like, fuck that. I'm moving to LA and joining a band. That's what I said. And now I have a radio show. So the song is called Pants on the Ground. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Negative.
Okay, well.
I actually do.
Fuck yeah, Fish chimed in. Fish. Fish actually was either pooping or on a phone call just now. Which one?
I was taking care of business. Take it for what it's worth.
It's a metaphor. Fish, can you sing a verse of Pants on the Ground right now on the air?
No.
Fucking God. He's really hard to read. Like, some days, you know, like the Katy Perry song, Hot and Cold. Look at me right now. I really like you. He's really laughing. Anyway, okay. So back to you guys, because despite this being Waldman's words, this is your show. So we have 11 minutes and change. I want to hear about Sean and his wife. Fuck yeah, threw you for a loop.
What would you like to...
Come, I started vague, fucker. Tell me whatever you want. I can get specific. You might not want me to. So I'm asking you to tell me, I guess, give me 5 sentences about being married. And I'll count.
I've been married for 2 years. It's
one,
awesome.
Two,
we have been together for 10 years.
Three.
We met in college. We were next door neighbors.
Four. I'll say that's four. One more.
She's originally from Pittsburgh, but
fuck
now,
yeah, thank you. Hey, that's Liz enough.
Karen,
I don't care about the rest. Okay, so those are that's 5 sentences about your wife. Is she, because I can tell you 100% Kelly is very supportive of my management radio label dreams. So is she gung-ho? Because you actually texted me a picture with a No Hope Records banner behind you. Is she ride or die No Hope? Like, does she have a No Hope tat on her neck spelled wrong? Like, is she ride or die?
No tats, but she's ride or die. Her name is Erica.
Hi.
And yeah, I totally wouldn't be able to do this without her. She's super supportive and has been since day one. Yeah, definitely.
That's amazing. I mean, I'm telling you, it's really hard. I could tell you from direct experience dating a significant other. I'm not even gonna say a girl, because people can date whatever they want. You could date a stapler, and if you're cool, I'm cool with that. So I've dated several women who they weren't supportive of the band thing. You know, I was doing music and they weren't supportive of whatever dreams I had. And it really makes you second guess yourself a lot. And it puts you in a sea of negativity. So I can tell you that it's wonderful that you have such a supportive wife named Erica, who is from Pittsburgh. Mr. JD, are you with anyone right now? Or are you single?
I am dating a girl named Taylor.
Hi, Taylor. How you doing?
Amazing. She lives in Vermont. Silence.
No, Vermont. Well, Ben and Jerry's. What, do you just because I take 2 seconds to respond instead of 1 second, you're gonna fucking
yeah. You're usually on top of it.
I'm right? On top of everything. Fine. I'll Vermont fish, Ben and Jerry's, skiing, liberals. Are you happy?
Yes.
Bernie. Thank you, Bernie. Extremely. I've heard of him. I voted for him.
Yeah, I mean it's Sainsies. It's stemming off of needing a significant other to be there and support your dreams. I've been in relationships that people just didn't get it.
What is that? Is that the fucking dog squeaky toy? Like, seriously?
Yes.
This is the very first time that an animal has interrupted a broadcast on this show. So, dog, I love dogs, but you're being rude.
It's his birthday, man. I have to let him go.
Your dog shares a birthday with Donald Trump. I knew it. I knew it. No wonder you love him so much. The truth comes out. You
fuck, man, I set myself up for that one.
You fucked up, but you also set yourself up for it by having the dog specifically on Trump's birthday, because your dog is actually named Donald Trump Dog. And it's about time.
I didn't birth the dog.
Yeah, but you acquired said dog on Donald Trump's birthday intentionally. So, no, thank you. My dog is named Sarah Palin. So it's about time that like, my dog could see Alaska from our backyard in LA. It's pretty rad.
Oh, man.
Yeah. All right, all right, all right. Focus, focus. The dog, the dog's liberal despite its name. So let's see. Dooba 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 doob. All right. So Sean Wife, check. Valencia, check. Philly, check. No Hope, name, check. But not too much about No Hope. So I guess, can you guys kind of tennis match Self-Help Me and No Hope? I would love to hear about both of those. And it could be kind of ADD if you'd like.
Yeah, well, we got started in late 2015.
Wait. You started actually after I started managing. So it, the same year. So
yeah,
awesome.
We didn't put a record out for like 5 or 6 months. JD was working.
Shout out to your publicist, by the way.
I gave
your publicist was actually on our show last week, which is going to be a different week, and was on the air yesterday. And Fishkin and I have been mispronouncing his name for 3,300 years. Do you know how to pronounce his last name?
Cubillos.
He's right. Fish, what is wrong with us? Is this like a Long Island Water
thing?
Double
L, man.
It's the double L.
I mean, they're a lot cooler than us.
Well, you know what's crazy?
Come on, you guys live in California. You should know this.
I mean, we are in California, and we live in a much better place, no debate, than Philly. There's absolute zero debate in that. But
neither of us are going to debate you on that.
Good, because we're right.
I'm aware.
Oh, good. He admits it. So, wow. That's the first time someone from Philly has actually ever said that something outside of Philly is better. So
well,
not only has
California, it's in its like own category.
California.
California. Dude, I saw Schwarzenegger at the gym a month ago.
Did you just leave right
Planet
away?
Planet Fitness?
No, I Gold's Gym. I mean, I left shortly after and sharted. But no, I actually shook his hand. Because he actually, I don't know if you saw this, but there was some moron on social media who is making fun of the Special Olympics. And
who the
Schwarzenegger,
fuck is that?
Exactly. Like, there's trolls out there. Like, honestly, I could write down, oh my God, I had a great meal of pizza with my wife. And so I'd be like, fuck pizza and fuck your wife. Like, that's just how social media is. But, like, someone was really, like, no jokes, was dissing Special Olympics and Trump. Not Trump, sorry. Trump would never do anything good. But Schwarzenegger, I'm not a Republican, and I don't respect a lot of what he says, but he's definitely a more liberal Republican. He went off on the guy. It was awesome. So Google that on your own time. But so
he does a lot of work with Special Olympics.
He does.
You guys know that.
I did not know that.
Well, one of us here didn't know it. Of course, the business guy, Sean, didn't know it because...
What about Fish?
I haven't really watched a lot
Fish.
Of Schwarzenegger.
Fish, did you know that Arnold Schwarzenegger did anything other than Planet Hollywood?
I saw him in Jingle All the Way. That's about it.
I just want... Wait, how...
That's
wait,
a classic film.
Wait, how old are you? I know how old you are, JD, but say it on the air.
I'm 31.
And how old are you, Sean?
Same.
Okay, so fuck you, Fish, you 20-something motherfucker.
25.
Exactly. Enjoy your fucking youth, but enjoy also missing the best decade for music ever, the 90s.
I miss the best show ever, Envy on the Coast, Boys Like Girls.
I'm going to cut him off. I'm going to cut him off and just let you know that Dude. The best show ever, the fact that he uses Envy on the Coast in the best show ever showcases his age.
Yeah, Valencia opened the Envy on the Coast holiday show at Club Ritual, and I missed it because it was sold out.
And they have a song called Holiday.
I know. It's on you my do? iTunes. I it's
a,
it.
That's a good shit. No, Envy on the Coast is great. I like Valencia more. Fish is in love with Envy on the Coast, and he's not in love with the Beatles, and I love the Beatles. So clearly I'm wrong.
We just saw Envy on the Coast a couple months ago in Brooklyn.
Oh, you did? Rad.
Yeah. What one venue? Of our bands opened up for him.
Yeah, sure.
I know that one of your bands Valencia. Opened. One of your bands. Which one is it?
Promise of Redemption, which
is
Shane.
Who's going on tour with?
Best X, formerly Candy Hearts.
And who manages Best X?
The best manager.
The best Republican I know.
The best Republican you know yourself. No, basically, I manage Best X. And so, technically, you have the same management as Best X right now, fucking JD. Fucking.
Yeah. Boom.
Brush your shoulders off.
Yeah, we're super pumped for that tour. It's going to be awesome.
I'll be at the show in LA. Fish, you should come.
Me too.
I know. Fish, you should come. Fish is like, I have to DJ emo night that night.
Oh, what night is it?
Oh, look. What night is it? It's
I think it's like July 9th.
It's not July 11th.
I might be in New York.
It's July 9th. Fish is always in New York when I have things to do, even when he's not. Anyway, so I digress. We have actually 4 minutes. So let's hear about Self-Help Me, because I genuinely like the music. And I want to hear about – I know that you talked about recording in Nashville, but how is it different than Valencia?
Oh, man. Valencia was pop punk. And I have a lot of like bluesy classic rock influence in my life, and then some like, you know, kind of weird folky shit. And so I'm fusing all that together. And I definitely, I spent a lot of time over the past, since my departure from Valencia, working my ass off as a lead guitarist. And there's a lot of that. In Valencia, I was a rhythm guitarist, and I never really got to shine, as they say. So it's just learning how to be a front man, learning how to sing, and finding my sound through all of my influences. And so I started off with a nice basic acoustic album. Now I'm working on full band stuff, because I started out in music playing drums, and that's the band that Sean and I were in when we were 9 years old. I was playing drums and Sean was playing guitar, and George from Valencia was playing bass.
Again, I'm sorry for mixing up George earlier. I meant no disrespect with that.
No, none taken. Okay, none good. Received.
Good.
All gravy, baby.
All gravy, but you've used that already. So Self-Help Me. I mean, we only have like 2 minutes left. I just want to say again that I personally, from a songwriting perspective and from a fan perspective, I'm very proud of you, because I really like Valencia. But I really think that this is more, I this might be cliched, you, if that makes sense. And from what I know,
or JD.
So from what I know about you, and I am really hoping that the world hears about Self-Help Me sooner than later. So I guess let me look at my outline one more time. I did everything on my outline. The last thing I was going to say was the management, but I already did. So I guess I just want to close this out by saying, I was fucking with you about the Republican. You're not a Republican. I really, really, I actually agree with you politically more than anyone else I follow on Twitter, Sean. And that's true. I mean that. And JD, you're a really talented motherfucker. And I am hoping that our relationship, I know you said you know it will be, and I kind of know hope it will. Ha ha ha. But I'm just saying that I'm honored that you even wanted to take our phone call yesterday. So thank you for that.
Thank you guys for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, Fish had nothing to do with this but hitting play. Just cool. Saying.
You, Waldy.
Yeah, so wait, Fish, if he's going to say something, I want to hear this. It's going to be awesome.
Thank you, guys.
Yay! Fish was great. Thanks, Fish. No, Fish is honestly practically a co-host. I'm still waiting to get booked on Gone Fishkin, and I'm looking at him right now, looking into his fucking...
You had Shane on back maybe like 6 months ago, right?
Yes, actually. Yeah, right about 6 months ago. It was before the Valencia shows.
Yeah.
So you said this summer I'll be on. I better be on.
Yes, I promised you, Scott.
See that tone of voice? This is how he talks to me. Can you imagine being spoken with this? It's not right. All right, so we have 30 seconds. Tell me very, very quickly how people can check out No Hope Records and Self-Help Me.
NoHopeRecords.com. It's KNOW. From there, you can find all our social media, all our... listen on Bandcamp, iTunes, all that kind of fun stuff. Selfhelpmefan.com?
Yeah, selfhelpmefan.com. And you can go to all of Instagram, Facebook, all that jazz from there.
Friendster,
Zanga, LiveJournal, everything. I got
awesome.
It all.
Your LiveJournal page needs some editing. Anyway, thank you guys so very much for coming here. Sean, I think you're great. JD, I think you're great. And Fish, I am madly in love with you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Happy Valentine's Day. P.S. I'm horny.
Oh, my God. Kelly, you know how this is my wife. I'm not talking to you guys anymore. If you're listening, Fish and I are going to have sex right now. Have a good day.
Peace.
Later.